Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones
and her adorable husband Sean Farrar.
Woo!
Thanks for hanging out with us as we give some
life tips
and real life marriage banter.
Let's get started now with a random thought.
Hey, welcome to Random Thoughts. Sean and I were just dividing dinner duty.
Well, I mean, I like a little bit of help once in a while.
Tell the world I'm a fantastic cook.
You are a fucking fantastic cook.
Language,
baby.
Boo, language.
Who cares about language? We were just reading tweets with F-bombs all through.
I know, but
Facebook
now children can't listen to our podcast. I don't know if you two... I'm just going to shove everything under explicit from now on, I guess.
Fine. Right? Do we have children listening to our podcasts?
I hope not. Most of our listeners are men.
Okay, then.
Grown-up men.
Grown-ass men.
Grown-ass men. So, anyways...
Are they conservatives?
I don't know. I don't know if they're conservatives or liberals.
Are they liberally conservative?
I don't know, like and me? I don't effing care. I don't care.
Or conservatively liberal?
I'm just grateful anybody's
for listening. Which one am I, baby?
You're conservatively liberal.
Because one of them is going to be my new solo podcast name.
Conservatively liberal?
Or liberally conservative, however, whichever one you think is best.
Liberally conservative just sounds better.
Does it?
But I don't know if that's
true. But that doesn't mean, does that mean you're very conservative? Like, liberally? Like, give her a liberal shake
of salt. This is not what we're supposed to be randomly talking about.
It's pretty random, though.
Because you're a Florida man. And speaking of Florida men, wow, was that a segue or what?
Yeah.
There was a Florida man who this poor guy in Tampa got struck by an SUV.
Yeah.
He's in a convenience store. I showed you this video
a while ago. Yes.
Last Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And he gets hit by this SUV. The video is terrifying because it like just swerves and hits this guy, right?
Yeah.
She meant to hit the brake allegedly, but she hit the accelerator.
Was it his ex-girlfriend?
I don't know. She was 21 years old. So, yeah.
Well, 21.
Oh, it was on Hutchinson Island.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
We've been there.
The plantation.
It wasn't in Tampa. It was at the Plantation Pantry on Hutchinson Island. Okay, the end. I always had a bad feeling about Hutchinson
You did
Island.
Show me this video. What happened to the poor guy?
He's okay. He got some facial wounds. He had to go to the hospital. He had some glass in his face. But you know what he said? What
did he say?
All right, so in a Facebook post, this is a direct link quote from KETK.com. In a Facebook post, the sheriff's office said the victim was, quote, talking and remained in unusually good spirits, asking deputies if his beer he just purchased was okay.
See?
Florida man!
That's right.
You got your priorities.
Well, Florida men know how to drink, man.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they don't go out. You know what the difference is? I think if you drink liquor, you're more prone to like go out and start fights and shoot people. But if you drink beer and you're really lubed up, you're safer for life's unexpected tragedies and emergencies.
Like my friend who...
You're more like a doll.
Friend who sadly was drinking and driving years and years and years ago on Route 1. A from Ellsworth to Bangor, Maine, in his beater truck, and he didn't have working seat belts or airbags because it was that much of a beater truck, and he hit a deer, flew over the deer, which was flying into his the deer smashed into his thing.
Yeah,
he said he remembered flying over the brownness of the deer.
Did he go out the windshield or something?
Yeah, he went out the windshield.
From a deer?
From a deer. I think he was speeding.
He obviously wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
No, it was broken.
Oh, sure.
And he was like, oh, crap. And then he just walked away.
Oh, yeah.
And he left his truck there.
Well, that was stupid. But that's because he was drunk.
Man, the cops knew that. But yeah, he just walked away, man.
He probably landed that, he probably scored a 10 in the gymnastics with his front flip and his cool landing.
He was a small man. A very small... compact man.
Yeah, going through the windshield would probably kill me.
Yeah, you'd be dead. There's no way you'd make that.
You're like shoving me through a funnel.
There's no way. But this guy was like my size. He was not a big boy.
I heard a story on the radio about a Florida man.
Yeah?
This morning.
What is it about you, baby?
Was I in Florida this last couple days?
I don't know.
No.
Where you go when you say
no.
Going into the garage.
Oh, well, I have my little teleporter out there. I can just zip anywhere I want.
No.
And yesterday or the day before, I zipped down to Florida. And I laid in some stranger's front yard in the middle of the night with no pants on, pleasuring myself.
Oh, jeez.
Both manually and with a pickle.
Oh, a pickle.
He was masturbating and using the pickle on himself when the cops found him.
Oh, well. That really segues perfectly into what our podcast is really about, which is people-pleasing.
Oh!
Well, well done, baby. Well,
pickles
done.
Are real people-pleasers.
That seems really bad. That's like a vinegary bad idea.
Yeah, but it's a good washout with all the acid. It's acidic, you
that's
know, nasty. Just give,
that's
clean
just
up
nasty.
Those germs.
That's nasty. That's nasty. Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure he rinsed it off in a canal.
Okay, no more, no more. I know. This is why we don't have a more successful podcast.
I heard it on the radio.
Oh, my baby.
It's gotta be legit. So, the title of the serious portion of today's podcast is called People Pleasing.
Pleasing.
Something that Carrie will tell you I am an expert at. When Carrie was growing up, she gets so much pleasure here, she doesn't even know what to do with it. Anyways, when Carrie was growing up...
Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
That's what I meant by pleasing, baby.
Oh, dude.
Me and the pickle.
It should be person-pleasing, then. I don't like this multiple people-pleasing.
Oh, well. Just you and the rest of your personalities.
We don't have that kind of relationship, and I only have one personality.
And they're all sweet.
One.
When Carrie was growing up, she spent a lot of time trying to make sure her mom didn't cry or get too mad or sad.
One of my earliest memories is actually yelling at my poor little hobbit dad and telling him that I hated him because he made my mommy cry. I was younger than like 4. I'm pretty positive because of the dates of their divorce. And I had no idea what was going on with them. But to my little 4-year-old baby brain, keeping my mom happy was my job and my duty, right?
Mm-hmm. But what that taught Carrie was that you have to please other people to keep things from erupting into chaos. Her mom didn't consciously teach her that to her at all. And her mom had a lot of people pleaser in her, too. That's what I understand. And then a bad relationship with a man with alcohol issues and abusive tendencies made it even worse. Does that mean she pleased people even more after that?
No, that's me.
Oh, yeah. Yes. How can you have a want when that want might mean you'll get pushed up against the wall?
Right?
Oh, babe.
Don't make fun, Sean. This is serious.
I wasn't going to make fun.
That was fun just how you said it. It was obnoxious.
No, not at all.
So the problem with being a people pleaser, in which I obviously am not anymore, is that you spend so much time thinking about how your actions impact others that you forget to make decisions on what you want yourself want to do. So when I'm asked things like, what's your favorite food? Where do you want to go to dinner? Where would you like to go on vacation? I freeze up.
She does. She's lost the ability to make decisions for herself because I do it all the time.
Yep.
And she's afraid of the consequences because she wants everyone else to be happy.
Yep.
So, Tiny Buddha has
really
an article about three...
I'm so mad at you.
Why?
Because you said that in a patronizing way. Like,
which one?
The thing about...
Pushing up against a wall?
Yeah.
No, that was actually going to be a serious statement. But you
that
jumped the
not,
gun with
that
your...
That was not your tone when you said that, Boop.
You muted. You...
I muted.
She put a ball gag in my mouth. called her hand.
You're going all for the explicit now.
She's trying to silence my voice.
Take away my age. She's
taught me so many good things.
Tiny Buddha
has an article about 3 questions that you can ask yourself if you're a people pleaser to help you reorient to putting yourself first occasionally and not do the Carrie freeze.
I've patented that. So, those 3 questions are, 1, is this my priority and not other people's priority?
Number 2, what is important to me?
And number 3, how will I feel after I make this decision, right?
Yes.
So when you know what your priority is, what kind of life you want, what is important, then you can make the decisions that make you happy and the ones that help you grow. Like my decision right now is I'm very angry at Shawnee for saying
that. That is not a happy decision, no matter how you slice it.
It's making me happy. I am smiling in my anger. So I'll condense the
dog tip for life
is...
That sucked. Let me do that again.
Okay, do it again.
Dog tip for life.
Sparty is a puppy who knows what he wants.
He doesn't do anything if it's not for his own pleasure.
And that his own pleasure always has to do with food. He likes
Sparty. Currently.
But also take walks so you don't get maximum density.
He's pushing it. He's got a memory foam mattress, got no memory left. Hey there. Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share your heart out.
These podcasts and more are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
There's even a little donation button there. Because even a dollar inspires a happy dance in Carrie.
And Sean.
But hers are much better than mine.
His are funnier.
So thank you so much for your support.
The music you hear here is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track.
Who is the artist and what's the song?
Well, it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
I love that song.
He does.
Just because of the name.
He does.
Thanks for listening so much. Boop.